Men have a way of doing things. A man has his way of eating, of exercising, of keeping his hands warm, and of straightening up.
That's Dr. Richard Mahogany, a fictional therapist and spokesperson for Man Therapy, an innovative campaign that began in Colorado. It's an initiative of the Utah Suicide Prevention Coalition to address men's mental health, which launched in October in Utah.
In Utah, the highest suicide rates are among men ages about 25 to 64. I mean, the data is very, very clear. And in fact, that's why the Suicide Prevention Coalition started looking for opportunities to help with that particular problem. And so the working men is the demographic of age 25 to 64. That's who we're trying to address with Man Therapy.
That's Kimball Gardner. He's the program director for the Prevention by Design program of the National Alliance on Mental Health.
We know that men tend to try to rely on their own devices, upon themselves. And so that's a big distinction between how men approach mental health and how women approach mental health.
He says last year, 555 people in Utah died by suicide, with approximately 75% of those deaths being men. The campaign is tailored for men to combat the stigma that asking for help is unmanly.
It's perfectly manly. In fact, it's more manly to acknowledge and admit I need help and take the time and effort and try to find resources than it is to keep it hidden.
Gardner says people might be afraid to ask someone they know who is struggling if they're suicidal.
Usually when someone who cares and is aware of a problem or a challenge that somebody's having and asks the question, are you feeling suicidal? Or I'm wondering, because you're in such pain, if you've thought about suicide. That's the question that relieves the stress, that opens the conversation.
He says there are more deaths from suicide in Utah than automobile accidents, homicides, and Utahns who died in war combined. Gardner says that many people struggling feel hopeless and lonely, like there's no help. But he says that there are many individuals and organizations who want and are able to help. According to Gardner, the campaign featuring Dr. Richard Mahogany, their fictional therapist, who is part doctor, part football coach, part drinking buddy, and 100% action hero, has already been reported to have saved lives in Utah.
So, when a man faces a serious life problem like divorce, depression, or suicidal thoughts, shouldn't a man have a way to deal with that too? Well, now he does.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.
Visit me at mantherapy.org.